time to party.
Party time.
Welcome to Bandwagon. This is Bandwagon.
By the way, if you didn't know from the intro music.
Yeah.
Z98 Rock.
Yeah.
I'm Rick. I'm your host tonight. Brandon could not make it. And we have Eric here as well.
Eric, that's me.
Wait, that's you?
That's me.
You're the guy.
I'm the guy.
Alrighty. Well, that sums up the intros.
That's all we need to know.
Is that all?
That's it.
All right, we're done with the podcast.
Okay.
We'll see you guys later.
Next week.
Eric and I are in the studio, unsupervised and alone today.
Which is probably a bad thing.
And we do not have a thoroughly planned way to execute this show. So we're totally just, we're winging it.
The fact is, I'm going to be honest, we have no plan.
We don't have a plan.
We have
at
no
all
plan
in life, but
nope,
that applies to this show. So we're just going to talk about music. Eric, do you know of any new releases that have come out?
I don't, because recently? Most of the new music that comes out, I think, sucks.
Well, I don't know of any new music that's come out. Maybe there is some. Let me, I'll just...
I heard that Girl with the Dollar Sign in her name has a new album coming out. I saw that on Xbox.
K Dollar Sign Ha?
Yeah, K Dollar Sign Ha.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got something. I don't even know what she does.
Yeah, but she also sucks really bad.
Yeah, she's horrible.
So,
you know.
All right. I can't. Hang on. I'm not on the right site here. I'm going to try to find some new releases.
Let's see. Let's dig up some new releases here. Maybe it will be K Dollar Sign Ha.
Here we go. Well, maybe I don't know. Maybe we're not going to find the new releases, but I can tell you who's on the Billboard.
Okay, let's do that. Let's talk about the Billboard thing and see if we even recognize any of the crap that's on there.
Yeah, why not? The Hot 100 right now for March 15th, 2014.
What's number 5?
That seems wrong, because we're not there yet. Whatever.
I don't know. Do they do that like a week ahead of time? Like, is that for up until March 14th?
It might be. You might be right on that. Let's see. There's a guy called Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell Williams.
With an album called Happy.
He must be a rapper.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know anything about it.
Me neither.
So, then we also have Katy Perry featuring Juicy J. Oh, I think these are just single songs.
Yeah. Katy Perry's got nice tits.
There's that. and that song's Dark Horse. Also, we have Jason Derulo featuring 2 Chainz with Talk Dirty.
Okay.
There's that.
Sounds like crap.
Then there's John Legend, Bastille.
Bastille?
Is that it?
I don't know. Is it? Bastille?
It sure is.
That's Spanish for castle.
Do you know the band?
No, I don't.
All right. Moving on.
It's a castle.
We have Lord with something. Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, which I don't care about.
Nope.
One Republic. A Great Big World and Christina Aguilera. None of that's
She's
resonant.
Still around?
None of that's relevant.
No.
Pitbull featuring Ke Dollar Sign Ha.
I told you she was on there somewhere.
She's there. She's number there. 10.
Ke Dollar Sign Ha.
She's number 10 for the second week, at least.
Oh, well, lucky here. Good for you, Ke Dollar Sign Ha.
So, there is that.
Yeah, Billboard for you.
I guess I didn't care about any of that. I can't find new releases.
This is what happens when you do a show.
I'm gonna be honest.
You just wing it.
I'm gonna be honest. I do my research on a different computer, and I know a website to search new releases, but I don't know what it is. I just have it bookmarked on my other computer. So, let's see. Oh, new releases this week. I found it. Girl by Pharrell Williams. Louder by Lea Michele.
Uh-huh.
English Oceans by Drive-By Truckers.
Hey, Drive-By Truckers. All right. That's a good band, actually. Really good band.
I've heard the name, yeah. Let's listen to something from that, if we can.
Yeah, sure. That's one of my dad's favorites. We saw them in concert a couple years ago, and they have a pretty hot female bass player. She was totally eyeing me up in the crowd. It was pretty cool.
Is that true?
Uh-huh.
All right.
You can ask my dad. He was all totally jealous.
Well, this song's Shit Shots Count. I like it.
They make good old American rock music.
Yeah. It's not bad. So, there's that. And then... All right, we'll call that good.
Okay.
That
works for me.
At least there's something that came out.
Yeah.
There's a 30th anniversary Blu-ray from Bob Dylan.
Oh, Bob Dylan.
So that's cool.
I wonder if he plays the harmonica and smokes a cigarette on that Blu-ray.
You know what? I don't think there's any time in Bob Dylan's life when he wasn't doing those things.
I don't think so either.
I think even when Bob Dylan was sleeping, he had his harmonica harness on.
And a cigarette.
So I'm pretty sure it's a good call. Then we have Real Estate is a band that put out an album, Atlas.
Let's hear something from them. Do you have a preview for Real Estate? Because that kind of sounds like it might be lame, and I want to know.
I don't have a preview.
Well, we'll just
I can tell you lame. All the tracks, but I don't care about that.
We'll just say it's lame.
Yeah, I don't think I care about it.
Nope.
It looks all Indian stuff with their cover.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Maybe they're from India.
And that's what I meant. Yeah. David Nail, I'm a Fire, is his new album.
Oh, yeah. I see this guy, and he looks...
I don't know who the fuck he is.
He looks like a pretty boy, and I don't like his music already.
Well, then I'm going to play some.
Okay.
I got to find out. Nope, I can't.
Nope.
All right. Sorry, David Nail.
Sorry.
You should get
dude.
A new name and change your...
He shit. Looks like Dean Winchester from Supernatural.
Does he?
He does.
I get it. Let's listen to this. It's by the Eli Young Band. I'm done with it.
Yep. That's over with.
But we do have something new from Rick Ross.
Oh, Rick Ross.
We have a new album called Mastermind.
Oh, shit, Rick Ross.
And let's listen to the song Rich is Gangsta.
Oh, shit.
It's explicit. Guard your ears.
Yeah, smoking weed.
Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard this beat before in about 18 other hip-hop songs.
Is that where I've heard it?
I think so.
Okay. I was thinking it sounded familiar.
Yeah, sounds real familiar.
We're going to give him a fade.
Not a high
faded
top
him
fade,
out.
But
real
just a
nice.
Regular fade.
Yeah, well, we just faded him out.
That was cool. Good job, man.
Thanks,
you really
man.
Mastered that mixing board.
Well, it's the last one. That's the last on the top list of new releases, so there you go. There's that. There I haven't done my research, so
nope. What?
Yeah, I don't know. Get mad.
What's research?
I really need to do that.
Taking Back Sunday has a new album.
Is that out today?
It looks like it. Happiness is.
What a piece of shit I am.
Taking Back Sunday? I think you like those guys, don't you?
Is that this week?
It's on my Amazon new releases.
Mom.
Huh, 311 has one, too.
Hang on. What's... Thicker Fade? Is that what is it called?
It's called Happiness Is.
Oh, okay.
Hang it's on, got a picture of a, it looks like a liger.
Okay. I see it. Yeah.
Yeah, let's
I really like Taking Back Sunday.
Let's give it a shot.
There's only one song we can preview. It's called Flicker Fade.
Flick or Fade.
No, Flicker.
Flicker Fade. Flick or Fade.
I like it.
Yeah, it's okay. It sounds like all their other stuff.
I like that, though, because I'm really glad they didn't go the way that a band in their area of music went with Brand New.
Right.
They went really... I mean, it's good, but they went really experimental. And I just want to listen... When I listen to Brand New, I just want to listen to punk,
right.
Brand new punk rock,
right,
and not the whatever they're trying to do now. I don't have anything against them. I still listen to their newer stuff sometimes, but you know, I'm happy that Taking Back Sunday is sticking with their regular thing. I guess, might not be revolutionary, right. But it's a solid
something
set of music
that their fans,
usually.
Fans will know.
Yeah, and I'm a fan, so.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
And was there something you wanted to check out this new release?
No, not really. Well, there was the 311 one that was up there that I saw. Maybe there's something interesting on that. I don't know. I haven't heard from those guys in a long time.
What's they called?
Oh, I'm off the page now.
Well, come on, man. Well,
I was doing research for further future segments of the show. Let's see.
We don't have segments. We're just going.
It's called Stereolithic. Stereo, L-I-T-H-I-C. Stereolithic.
I
you're not seeing it?
Well, how am I typing 311?
Are you typing 311?
How am I supposed to? Am I typing it out? Am I putting numbers?
No, it's the numbers, dude. It's just 311.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Huh.
Wait.
Well, I guess you can sample something from now. That's what I call music volume 49.
Why?
That just came out this week. I'm fucking with you. Please don't, because it will be crap.
I'm going to see what's on it.
Let's see. It's probably Taylor Swift has something on there.
Now that's what I call music. Pitbull, Lord, yeah. Miley Cyrus.
There you go. Katy Perry. Lord. One Direction is on there. That's great. Imagine Dragons. Yeah. Ooh, Britney Spears got a new one.
Did she?
Yeah,
work.
She's on there. Work.
Well, Bruno Mars, Luke Bryan, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I don't see anything that's like anything that's not the same crap.
Really want to find out what Justin Timberlake's up to.
No, I don't.
I didn't want to find that out.
No, we didn't.
And now I know.
He should just stick to the Lonely Island and stop being.
He should
so, like,
he should
serious.
Ask if he can join them because
he does funny stuff then.
Yeah, well, also bringing Sexy back. I don't know if it was supposed to be funny, but it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a good song. I liked it.
It was great, but
I have no problem with Justin Timberlake. I think he's a swell dude, and I would probably hang out with him.
He seems like a cool guy.
He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, I got nothing against him.
No.
I'm not an NSYNC fan.
No, by any stretch of the means.
But chances are he's not either.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not, dude.
Probably looks back just, and he's like, oh, shit.
Dude, I can't believe I did that. Look at my frosted tips. They're so fucking gay.
Frosted tips. Anytime I see a movie from the late 90s, I'm like, why?
Why frosted tips, man?
It was never cool.
Horrible trend in the late 90s there. Frosted tips. So weird. It's pretty funny.
It was worse than the stuff from the 80s, because stuff from the 80s was bad, but everyone was doing it.
Yeah, everyone was doing it.
Frosted Tips was just a couple of douchebags.
Yeah, just a few douchebags. You know, I imagine the douchebags that had Frosted Tips in the late 90s are probably the same douchebags that wear those ripped up bleached jeans and Ed Hardy shirts now.
I think you're right.
You think you would agree with that?
I think you're right.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I just brought it up, but yeah, I would agree.
I would agree with myself.
I agree with myself.
All right. So that's that. That's what's new. Huh. Damn it. I have to monitor time now. We're good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have to do that. Did you also hit the record button?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay.
See these waves here?
Oh, yeah. Those waves mean that we're recording. Okay.
Boop. Yeah.
Because I'd hate to have to start this whole train wreck over again.
It'd be awful. We'd have to pretend we haven't heard Justin Timberlake and listen again.
Man, that would be so awful.
I wouldn't play it again. Anyway, what have you been listening to lately? Have you been listening to things?
I have been listening to The Misfits and The Rancid.
Nice.
And just all kinds of old school punk stuff.
Is there something you want me to play?
Play anything.
Well, I like Rancid. I haven't heard Rancid.
Play some Rancid. You can play some Rancid. Everybody likes Rancid.
I really like Rancid.
It's a great band.
What should I play?
Oh, play. Well, what are the options? What do you got that's up there?
Pretty much all of it.
Just hit play on all of them.
I like Ruby Solo.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song. That's a good song. Everybody recognizes it. I think their bassist, Matt Freeman, one of the best bassists of all time. I mean, this guy can play like crazy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people probably don't give this kind of music like the credit for the musicianship. The guy's fucking nuts on the bass guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Nuts.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bassists from punk music that are really good.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm a bassist, so naturally that appeals to me. But I grew up listening to punk. I don't know how, but that's what I picked.
How does a farm boy from Wisconsin get into?
You know, I don't know how, and my parents hated it.
Yeah, I bet.
But maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why you did it. Yeah,
because I think that's why a lot of people listen to punk. But
did your older brother listen to it?
No, my older brother didn't listen to anything but Eminem.
Oh yeah, did he have Frosted Tips?
One Eminem album. No, but he probably wanted Frosted Tips.
He probably did. But your dad would have beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
So would have my dad, though. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with you, boy?
Yeah.
Even though my dad doesn't talk like that, still.
Well, still.
Yeah.
Dads talk like that in memories when they're mad.
Yes, of course. Why you know a boy? They talk like they've had like 8 Budweisers.
My dad does talk like that. Yeah. But, only after 8 Budweisers.
Only after 8.
Not sober, no.
No, before that, he's like, hey, how you doing, Skippy? Hey.
He's well-spoken, yeah.
Hey.
I mean, for someone with low education. But his beer was old style.
Oh, old style?
This is a big thing.
Oh, man.
He's converted now to something equally as
you
bad.
You know, for the horrible cheap beer thing, like old style, I don't think it's really that bad. There's worse.
It's quite not good.
It's, yeah, for regular beer standards, it's not good. But there's way worse.
Yeah, there is way worse. Have you ever had Red Dog?
I have had Red Dog, yes. When my dad was a military man way back in the day, and we were poor, that's what he drank.
I'm not sure I can imagine a beer worse.
I don't think so either. I think they call it Red Dog because it's actually made from urine of Red Dogs.
You know, my first beer was a Red Dog.
Sorry.
I was 7 years old, and a friend and I, we got BB guns. And so we went out behind his house. We're like, BB guns, yeah.
This is not going to end well.
His older brother in high school had to get rid of some Red Dog, so he dumped it out behind the house. And we found this Red Dog that had been sitting outside in the summer for like 2 months. Cracked open one.
Gross.
It was gross. We both pretended we liked it because it was beer.
Yeah, you didn't want to look like a wussy.
Yeah. So, anyway.
That's pretty funny.
There's that story.
Yep. So much to do with music.
Well, alcohol is a big factor in a lot of music.
That's true.
I mean, look at Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Heroin, too.
But as we were speaking of punk, I've been listening to punk as well.
What have you been listening to, Rick?
I've been listening to Pez.
That's a good band that I have not heard in a long time.
Well, they turned into something else.
Let's see what we have for a Pez.
God damn it.
You know what's got a really good punk soundtrack? The Tony Hawk's Pro Skater games.
They sure do.
I think that introduced a lot of people to the style. They had some great tunes on there.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to see what YouTube thinks because Amazon won't let me look at obscure music.
I wonder why. Because they want you to buy $K$ha.
Yeah, they do want me to buy $K$ha. Okay, so Pez turned into a band called Billy Talent, which is, I'm a big fan. This is a Pez song, and I love, it's called Bird in the Basement. Love it. I'm going to skip ahead. I got to do this on YouTube.
Got a bit of a Police vibe there.
Yeah, he's got a really unique voice, which I like a lot. Jesus. Makes me mad when Amazon won't cooperate. So
we need a new free music source.
Well, the unfortunate thing is that it's hard to find anything that has old punk.
It's true.
Like,
it's true.
iTunes, any of those things. Nobody has the old school punk.
Well, because really what I think it is they're all is so tied into all the corporations, the music corporations, that they don't want you to buy any of the like old good stuff. They want you to buy this new crap that comes out like Pitbull featuring $K$ha.
Yes.
Know, and that's plastered all over your iTunes. But, you know, good luck finding some good old school shit.
And that's not false. And a lot of, I mean, it's about like what you pay for. If you pay to have your music on that, those services and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
But also, I mean, a lot of punk bands didn't want to be on stuff like that.
Nope.
Didn't exist back in the day, but they wouldn't have wanted to be on Amazon and stuff.
No, they wouldn't want to be part of a bland corporate mechanism.
Right. So that's another one of my favorites from Watouche, because it's very, it's Pez, their album's Watouche. It's very, you can tell that this is 1997, but they definitely paid attention to the punk.
She was the one that would make me feel so fine. And she walked up to my window with a crooked little smile. I rolled down my window and asked her, hey, maybe you would like to have a cigarette.
He's just basically telling a story for the music.
So we stepped outside. Nothing wrong with that. It's good songs that are like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a... He's just talking about meeting a girl and fucking her. But she would always look at me and she would say... And she's a psycho.
Good. I like it.
Yeah, it's good old punk. And I said, it's a fun time. But I could listen to it all day. Then, but our fans don't just want sit here and listen to us listen to music.
Yeah, they want us to talk about Pitbull, aka Dollar Sign Ha.
I don't think they do. If they're listening to us, they're probably not wanting us to do that.
Probably not.
Which is we're grateful for.
Yes.
For you fans.
Thank you for listening to us. Okay, good night.
Listening to Z-Rock 98.
Yeah. Z-Rock 98 with Rock Lives.
Rock Lives here. I'm Stu, your host.
Stu, that was the best name you could think of. You should have been like, I'm Flim, your host.
Maybe. I just tried to think of something sound radio-ish.
Stu works.
Oh, man, you know, in a lot of those old time, this is our subject. We can talk about radio.
Yeah.
Well, in a lot of those shows, like it was one guy, like Stu, and then like
the wild animal.
Yeah, like that. It was like Stu and the wild animal.
There we go.
At midnight.
At midnight. Listen or don't.
And then a lot of, I wish I had a sample board where I could do like crashing sounds.
Yeah, you do crazy wild shit. Really? Like an elephant sound.
Yeah, just all kinds of shit. I wish we had one, but it'd also be really bad for us. Yeah.
Here's an elephant and a jet.
We'd just be pushing buttons for the whole podcast.
That'd be cool. We're going to have to get one of those.
Maybe we should.
I don't think give us something to talk about.
Casey might yell at us.
He probably would.
Casey be like, that's not content.
Be like, well, it is for us.
Stu and the wild animal disagree.
Stu and the wild animal thinks it's the shit.
Send us your opinions via email.
Talk to us on the BBS boards.
Send us a letter.
Snail mail still works.
Oh, that's good. Give us a call. Yeah. We'll take your call on the air.
Call it. We'll talk to you live.
It's been so long since I've listened to actual radio.
I know, me too. do they still do that? Do they still have like call in and talk to like DJs and stuff?
Well, I mean, when I go to work, sometimes I just listen to like the morning show, just because done with. I listen to music all day at work, and sometimes I'll listen to the morning
a
show
bit of talk,
and I'll be like. They do trivia in the morning, and you call in and try to guess the statistic or whatever.
I could do that.
And it's crazy. It's like, wow. It reminds me of the old days.
I actually, one time, I won a t-shirt from a radio station because they had this question, and it was, what is a one-word title for a band that is also a job description? And the answer was Sheriff, the 70s band. But I called in, and I said Supertramp. And the guy thought that it was the greatest answer of all time, and it wasn't the correct one. And he was like, "You still won a T-shirt," because I mean, he was laughing on air, and it was hilarious. It was so funny. Super Tramp is a one-word job title.
It's absolutely true.
It is. I mean, I won. I technically won, even though I didn't actually win. Which I'm kind of glad the T-shirt was cooler than the tickets. It was tickets for like Bon Jovi or something. I don't know.
Nice.
Something I wouldn't have gone to see.
But you won a cool T-shirt.
But I got a cool T-shirt.
Nice.
Super Tramp.
I remember a story my grandpa was telling me. My grandpa's pretty down with technology now. I mean, he has a smartphone and he texts me stuff and whatnot. But in the 70s, my grandpa was, you know, an older guy, and my dad got a car that had an 8-track player in the dash.
Oh, shit.
And my grandpa drove his car for whatever reason, and he called my dad when he got to his destination, because there's no cell phones, and he's like, "What's wrong with your stereo? What kind of station you listening to? These people don't talk at all." He was so confused that the radio didn't have hosts.
Right.
And he was like, "That's no fun. How am I supposed to know what song I'm hearing?" And it was an 8-track. It's like, well, that's
high technology.
That's not what radios are all about anymore.
Not anymore.
And now we're so far from that.
Oh, yeah.
But
all the Pandora and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, my grandpa did eventually catch up. He's with us now, but
it takes time.
When he first found out about the 8-track in the car, he didn't realize it.
Probably blew his old school mind.
It sure did. I mean, he had no idea that the car could have not a radio station
for
music.
That there was a magical magnetic tape in there that played music. He just couldn't fathom it.
Let's not call 8-tracks magic.
Let's not. Because they weren't. Big old boxes.
They're great, though. I mean, they were pretty cool because they're a music medium that can be used as a weapon as well.
Oh, yeah, dude. So, the thing was, they're like 2 pounds a piece. You could easily wallop somebody in the head with one.
Fill a suitcase full of 8-tracks and beat the shit out of someone.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's crazy.
Old days. Now you need a lot of CDs to hurt someone now.
Oh, yeah. Unless you broke them and then you stabbed them with it, I think.
You could stab someone with a broken CD, please. I don't encourage that for our listeners, but
I do. But that's because I'm the wild animal.
The wild animal encourages you. Stu says no.
Hey, we just cut our first promo.
Perfect. Hey, you can any businesses that want to contact us to advertise, let us know.
Let us know now.
We'll give you airtime.
Airtime.
$3,000 a second.
Every half second, because we're money hungry.
Yeah, well, and if any businesses do want to give us $3,000 a half second, we will take it.
Trust me, next week's show will be a lot better.
We will advertise.
Yeah, we will. I will sell out.
We'll do the whole show about your business.
Even if it's not even music related, we'll call this a music show, and then we'll talk about your concrete supply company.
Sure, I don't care.
I don't care either.
You pay us $3,000 a second.
Dick's Concrete Supply Company, man. That's a great company to get your concrete.
I don't want dicks and concrete in the same word. That doesn't end well no matter how you put it.
Probably not.
Well, wet or dry.
It would end teenage pregnancy.
You get a girl pregnant when you're a teenager, put your dick in cement.
It'll keep you from knocking bitches up.
Pretty hard to get laid with this block of cement hanging from your ding dong.
Well, at least your dick would always be hard.
There is that.
Oh, man.
There's an advantage. We found the silver lining here.
Oh, we got to find a format.
we're gonna hopefully get this wrangled. We're just gonna
ring it in. Well, it's just because we didn't. Or Brandon, you know,
we're jazzing right now. We're just kind of riffing.
We're going with it, man. This is like impromptu, like jazz.
Yeah,
in vocal format.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you want to do some acapella jazz right away?
I don't know enough about jazz music to make any jazz music sounds.
That's a trumpet.
That's a trumpet. I'll do the saxophone. That's jazzy.
Yeah.
Hey, we just made a jazz song.
We sure did.
Cool.
Call the producers.
Somebody get us some money.
Are we out of shit to talk about?
I don't know. What time is it?
Well, we're up over a half hour.
I guess that's all.
I think we can go longer, but I don't think anyone needs it.
No, not this week. No, not this week.
Well, I mean, if we have something to discuss, then we can go longer. But
do we have anything to discuss?
No, fuck no.
I don't.
Do I look prepared?
Nope.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know I was going to be hosting.
Yeah, I didn't know that we were going to be without. So you know,
but
we did our best.
Sure.
We tied music in there somewhere.
We talked a lot about music. We're totally fine.
And we came up with radio personalities. Radio and personalities go with music.
Exactly. You know what? That's the show. We have, you know, you've heard the beginning of an era.
There you go.
Stew in the Wild Man.
Stew in the Wild Man. That's such a great like 80s K-Rock kind of like DJ.
Well, maybe we'll just change the podcast altogether.
We should
be stewing the wild man.
We should just be stewing the wild man and talk like this the whole time.
And then we can just air live. We won't put it on the page, so you have to listen live and you can call in.
You can call in. You can talk to Stew, and the wild man.
I'm not
man.
Giving you my cell phone number. No. We'll use Casey's phone.
Yeah, we'll use Casey's phone. We'll set up a Skype account so you can Skype us.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, there
now
you go.
Now we're getting closer.
Yeah.
Don't Skype and drive, though.
Yeah. Or if you do, make sure when you get in an accident, you point the camera out of the windshield so we can watch live the destruction.
And don't blame us.
And don't blame us.
We don't encourage.
Well, Stu doesn't encourage it, but the wild man does.
You're a liability, wild man.
That's right. That's what my mom said.
All right, and I think that means we're out of time.
Wait, we need to come up with an outro song.
that's what I was trying to do discreetly without bringing attention to the fact that I haven't found one.
All right. I mean, we already had What Is Love as our intro, which is great.
I think.
What about some Ace of Base?
No, I think I got it.
Oh, he's got it.
Hang on, just let me...
He's trying here.
Hang on. I found something.
He's just learning how to use a computer.
I found it. I found... Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Hey! This is our outro music. Thank you for listening. Just calm down, Aretha. Thank you for listening to Bandwagon this week with Stu and the Wild Man.
The Wild Man!
And we hope you've enjoyed the show. If you haven't, then you can email Casey and let him know. So anyway, if you like this show or any other show and you have any feedback, do the stuff that we usually tell you to do. Our outro left. Starting over. So you can email the ninja at blindninjastudios.com. You can also check out our website, www.blindninjastudios.com. We have Facebook. We have YouTube. Jeez, Aretha. We have,
Twitter.
We have Twitter, at
Ninja Blind.
I don't know, it's all on our website.
Blind_ninja. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
You can
find all of the stuff that we have. I'm just going to keep repeating Aretha.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You can find all the stuff that we have on our website, and that's blindninjastudios.com. I know that for sure.
Blindninjastudios.com.
And, so follow us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. And this is a fucking terrible outro. So
we're just gonna leave.
We're gonna go now.
Bye
bye.